Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Christ is risen. Perhaps you notice the banners on the large lamp poles as you drive onto campus every day, or you see the words on large posters throughout the hallways of the campus. Or perhaps if you cross the lower plaza and come between the administration building and Winneken Hall, you notice the large banner which states, "Into all the world." Those commissioning words of our resurrected Lord Jesus to his disciples are also part of our vision of this new CTS library expansion effort, which was just christened last week through the groundbreaking which took place. Those words, "into all the world," are based on Mark 16:15. And the fuller text of that verse says, "Go into all the world and preach or proclaim the good news to all creation." Now, anyone who studies these last verses of Mark's gospel recognizes that this is a text contended by many textual critics as either being truly textual, antilegomena, or possibly apocryphal literature. However, before we determine so quickly where we stand on this argument, remember again that a similar textual issue is raised at the end of John 7 and into John 8, in which Jesus protected and comforted the sinful woman and asked those who had not sinned to cast the first stone. But we have further evidence from the early church fathers. Hippolytus and Irenaeus both utilized the end of Mark 16. And of course, all of us know that Martin Luther himself uses Mark 16 to uphold the sacrament of holy baptism in the small catechism. And beyond those points, personally, if our seminary endorses it, that's good enough for me. Unlike the other gospel accounts, Mark places this text closer to the Easter account than to the Ascension, which makes this thoroughly a fitting text for you who have been assigned internships, vicarages, and call assignments. What a fitting text just 1 week after that. What better word of encouragement can you receive than this from your resurrected Lord? "My work on earth is done. Sin is conquered at the cross. The victory is over. Death is won. Now preach the good news for salvation to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." Faith in our resurrected Lord still only comes by hearing the word, as St. Paul notes well in Romans, but especially Romans 10. Until that word rings with meaning in one's ear, bringing one to faith, no one can truly confess that Jesus is Lord. Yesterday, I had a wonderful opportunity to witness this confession of faith by adolescent children, including my third son, Asher, hearing him give public profession of his faith after being a regular hearer of the word. It was a rich day of celebration and joy. It was a monumental step for these kids. And all of that is stated as an example to you that the word of God which you carry, which you preach, which you convey to people is unchanging and powerful and effective. Recall what the writer of Hebrews states. "The word is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight." In light of the power of this word, Have you ever studied the official logo of the seminary with the cross and the Trinitarian symbol situated above the world, and between that is a snake, specifically the snake's head, illustrating for us that Jesus has crushed the serpent's head, that Satan has been vanquished. And this logo is used on our graduation cards, note cards. You'll see it at commencement and on shirts as well. The words below that, though, stand out. The Greek words from Paul to Timothy, keruxon ton logon, preach the word. Preach the word in season and out of season. This is what people truly need today, more than ever. Today in our culture, less than 43% of Americans even attend a Christian church somewhat regularly. Further, it is probable that those churches in which you will serve, that may be one-third or only half of the communicant members in the parish you are assigned to serve, will worship or commune regularly. The reason we as Lutherans urge the hearing of the word is because this is where the Holy Spirit works. But is the word valuable today? When spoken words in marriage vows are regularly broken, even when they're shared in front of many witnesses, or when one's word or a handshake is not enough to guarantee a business deal anymore, is the word even valid? Absolutely. Our God never denies his word, never denies his promise. He adheres to it and willingly binds himself to it for our sake. That's why Paul says in Romans 1, the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Think of the almighty power of God to create this world, which we sang again in the Venite. He spoke simple words to make many complex and living things. Light, darkness, seas, animals, mountains, all in the 6 days of creation. But since the fall into sin, all creation groans, as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. All creation longs for the word of redemption, the word of recreation. Think about the incredible power God used to raise his son, Jesus, from the dead. Or consider the power of Jesus' word to raise Lazarus, or the widow's son of Nain. If God does such wonderful things through his authoritative word, then think what he is able to do through the words you speak or will speak. Jesus confidently says, preach the good news to all creation. As his ambassadors, may you faithfully go out into all the world, carrying the good news, his word, wherever you serve. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.